And a very good afternoon. Welcome to this Thursday programme. And welcome to Carlo. How are you?
I'm delighted.
Can you believe another week has gone?
Another week has totally gone by, but I am absolutely delighted. Because I've just put on my headset and my head appears to have lost weight. The headset.
Is that when your brain shrinks?
Either that or I've got greasy ears. Because this thing is sliding down my head. Doesn't it look big? My head's lost weight.
Your ears have drooped. I don't know. But how's your week been?
It has been busy, busy, busy. But I have no idea busy doing what.
Right.
Somebody did advise me last week to keep a diary of things that I do. It's almost like the Cosmo thing, you know, how much money you're spending on coffee. So you kind of, you know, keep track of the money you spend on coffee. And at the end of the year, you realise, if you're a Cosmo reader or a Cosmo woman, that it could have bought you another wardrobe full of clothes. So you do the same thing with your time.
Right.
You look at what you're spending that time on, and then after 3 months, you kind of evaluate it.
That's a
good
idea.
Reallocate it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And did you do that?
No. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Are you kidding?
Hopefully you're not going to reallocate your 2 hours on a Thursday.
No, absolutely not.
To,
they are
coffee drinking
in.
On a Friday. No, okay, good.
Well, has your week been good?
We've got a great show. Well, has my week? Yes, it's been a great week. We had some wonderful people on the programme, some really interesting discussions. Yeah, it's been a good week so far.
I have to
and
say.
And I'm back on form, I think. My voice is back.
Yeah, back. The croaky has gone. I have to say, I was listening into your conversation with Dr. Ryan Penny.
Yes.
He is the
it was
only,
wonderful to have
if
him
you're
on the
listening
show.
In, he is the only man in the universe that makes me feel guilty.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Well, guilty as in, you know, he kind of hits home very quickly.
He's just how, nails it, I
how
think. As to,
kind of lacking in sense most of what we do, what we consume, actually is.
Well, hopefully he's off for the summer, but I do hope he'll be back with more on the radio when he comes back after September. I look forward to that. And also look forward to his book, which is going to be coming out very soon. Well, back to the programme today, though. And so let's introduce, as I said, our panel. It's a real pleasure, in fact, to welcome back to the studio Nadia Webby, who in fact started her own business called Baby Arabia. How long ago is that now?
It's nearly coming up to 2 years.
Again,
but because it's
wow.
No summers, I don't work in the summers and things, but about a year and a half.
Well, Baby Arabia, I suppose, in a nutshell, is promoting activities for children in different languages. It started with Arabic and has since grown. So it's doing well.
It's doing well. It is doing well. It's a different concept, and of course, different people get attracted to it. It's not the norm. It's not your mainstream mother and toddler group. But it is. It's got a little following, and I'm loving it, yeah.
Good for you. Well, it's good to have you on the programme.
Thanks, you guys. Nice to see you again.
Yep, you've got some stories for us. Do you want to just give us the headlines of your
Quickly.
Stories?
Mm. Okay, I have one, which is Arabic language, learning today, equipped for tomorrow.
Mm.
And the other one is it's like a blurb on Kilimanjaro, the last 7 hours. Because
you're
I'm doing
climbing,
it in July.
Aren't you? Yes.
And then my favourite of the three is the 25 words that simply don't exist in English.
Oh, and they do in Arabic?
No. They're international. They're from all over the world, but they're brilliant. When I tell you a few, you will know people, and you'll say, oh my God, it's true, I can't say this in English.
Wow, oh, I'm looking forward to that.
The blog that comes from is absolutely brilliant.
Isn't it?
What is the source
I've
of
I've already sent people who I think they are, you know.
The source
my
of that.
My brother is a giggle.
A giggle.
I'm Filipino. He's a giggle.
What is the source of the blog?
What is it? It's here. It's this chap called Alex Wayne, blog and pop culture addict, lover of food, web design, and photography.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent blog. We'll actually need to get
so
the blog
so
link.
So bad, so good. Is that what it is?
That's it. So bad, so good.
Yeah. Oh, I look forward to that. Thank you, Nadia.
Okay.
Great. And next to Nadia, we are joined by Cyril Zammit, who is a fair director of the fantastic Design Days Dubai. Cyril, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me here.
It's a great pleasure to have you on the programme. It was a fantastic year for you. First year of this fair in Dubai, did extremely well. I loved it. We both loved it. We often wonder, what do you do for the rest of the year? Are you busy preparing for the next one?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, we're full on already.
Is it going to be bigger and better and more wow?
Not bigger necessarily, but stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we reached a very nice size of it with 22 galleries. We might grow up to 25 galleries, but bigger I don't necessarily need to be.
Right, so keep it niche,
yes.
Keep it
boutique.
Quality,
yeah, exactly.
Rather than quantity.
You realise, Cyril, that you caused mass interior anxiety.
Yes!
That visited the fair. They went home wanting to bomb the houses.
Oh, looked at the IQ shelving and just went, no. it won't do well, anymore.
This does not speak of the narrative of who I am.
Oh, some fantastic pieces in there, I must say. So it's great to have you on the programme. What about your stories?
Well, being French, I had to look at my own country from time to time. You know, we love that. So I was looking at some facts and figures about the 65th edition of the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, yes, of course.
And organising an event makes you looking at other events in details. And then I found some very interesting little facts and figures, and it probably will blown you away about
that. Okay, look forward to that.
And then the other one is basically kind of a little review of what to look at specifically in the country with young emerging designers from different universities here. So I reviewed a couple of events that you can all have a look at in the next couple of days.
Okay, look forward to it. Thank you very much, Cyril. And what about you, Carlo?
Well, you know me, there's always something to do with food.
I know, I've got food ones too. I don't know why they just kept popping up today.
Are we mind eating?
I don't know. It's all about I had a pizza story.
Well, I have a pizza story. There's a pizza war in Naples. The Italians are saying, what is happening to our pizza? It's no longer pizza. It's no longer Italian.
When is a pizza not a pizza?
When is a pizza not a pizza?
When it's got pineapple on it.
The pizza war story. So I like that. Mm-hmm. And people listening in who have been listening in for a while will know that I hate travelling because of travel anxiety. So my favourite current blog is cntraveller.com.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Well, they've done a list. I think they did that a while back now of the best new hotels of 2012. And there's three of them sitting on our doorsteps. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be nice to kind of look at
that.
Can you
guess what they are? Yeah. Well, I've got also a pizza one. This is actually from the BBC in the UK and not necessarily relevant to here, but I just thought it was absolutely astonishing and perhaps... I think we'll boil the blood of those people who are UK residents as well. The NHS apparently paid £17 for a gluten-free pizza base. Do you know that you can get a prescription? If you're a celiac in the UK, you can get prescriptions to buy gluten-free food because they obviously don't feel that, well, we can be responsible for what you put in your own mouth. It's just phenomenal. Apparently, the NHS spent £27 million on gluten-free prescriptions in 2011. £27 million.
That opens up a huge bag of worms, doesn't it, in terms of their behaviour and their kind of selections.
It's phenomenal. So anyway, yeah, that's kind of got me a bit riled up. One bit closer to home, though, which I thought was quite interesting. It could maybe be related slightly to one of your stories or what you do, Nadia, which just came from The National, and the headline reads, National Identity to be Taught from the Age of 5. It's fostering national identity in Emirati children must begin the moment they start school. I just think that's really interesting. I'm wondering what that means exactly. What is national identity? And maybe it would be good to get some responses from listeners and from us here in the studio. What do we identify with as far as our national identity is? I mean, is it pizza because it's Italy? I mean, we have these great stereotypes, don't we? But what actually is the essence of our national identity? So there's two stories. I've got a couple more as well. But that's our lineup for today's stories. We look forward to getting into more detail with a panel in the studio. But let me also just give you a quick reminder of who's going to be joining us later on in the programme for our entrepreneur slot this week. Again, it's food. I don't know why, but it just seems to be a bit of a theme running through the show today. We'll be joined by Arij Jomar, who's founder and owner of The Sweet Connection, which is the first and the only gluten-free kitchen in the UAE. Oh, yeah, sorry.
I didn't even see it.
I didn't even connect those two beforehand. Great. Really looking forward to having her back because she joined us quite some time ago, in fact, when she just started her business of doggy biscuits.
Yeah, the doggy biscuits. And the thing is, the doggy biscuits were organic biscuits that human beings can eat.
Yeah, we did
and
have a try
time,
of them, actually.
She
came
in.
Quite nice.
No, thank
but
you.
The
no,
thing
no,
is, she came in with doggy-shaped biscuits, so we asked the guests to have one, to eat it, and they refused to eat it because of its shape.
But it's for human, isn't it, for human consumption? It's not
no, the dog biscuits were for dogs, but they were
but you
made...
you can eat them.
Exactly, humans could eat them because they had human
edible
ingredients. They were oatmeal-based biscuits with other ingredients.
Anyway,
made them tasty.
She's going to be coming in later on in the show around 1:30.
But you see, Nadia, we're conditioned to the shape of things.
Possibly,
the shape of
it's
things.
Like there's no blue food. There is now. But
this is what when you say you don't like to travel, but when you travel, you need to be also a bit adventurous in the way that you try the food, and sometimes you have to go beyond the normal barriers of your condition. Mm. I mean, when you go to China, for example, you try a very large range of different types of food.
And perhaps things that you're not quite sure
exactly.
what you're eating as well.
Yeah. Or you don't want to know.